welcome back. Hey, did you enjoy this session? Dr. Covey now is in his seventh decade, and he's still teaching the same principles of wisdom, love, and integrity, but he's added a twist. He now has what he calls his eighth habit, which he calls find your voice and inspire others to find theirs as well, which is a natural outgrowth of what this whole conversation's really been about. See, the more you understand other people, the more you can enter their world, not just an intellectual understanding, but a compassionate one, a way you can connect with people. In essence, if you're going to succeed in your career, you need two skills. One of those is understanding and be able to work with other people by entering their world. If you can do that, you can eliminate so much stress. You get to connect with people. People want to get the job done, and you succeed in whatever enterprise you're involved with. But the second one is really understanding yourself. So before we go to the DVD, though, let's take a simple action. Do me and you a favor. Think of someone in your business life, in your career, at your job, or in your work environment, who you may have conflicts with at times. Somebody that maybe you get stressed out by. Maybe you don't conflict directly. Maybe you don't even talk about it, but they just drive you up a wall or bug you, or they just don't seem to get the job done at the level that you really want to get it done. And my question for you is, how much do you really understand and, more importantly, appreciate about their paradigm, about the way they look at their life? So write that person's name down. And then I want you to write down one or two actions you could take that would help you to appreciate their point of view, even if you don't agree with it completely. Because the minute you do that, you know their defenses will go down and your ability to have an impact, to influence them in a positive way towards the joint important projects you're working on will transform. You can also try this, by the way, in your personal life and find it be just as successful. So think of a person you might have conflicts with, and where are the conflicts occurring in your ways of looking at life? What could you do to show them that you appreciate and respect them? So again, the obstacles come down and you can move forward with greater success and, frankly, greater compassion and connection with that individual as well. Okay? And by the way, one of my approaches to life is called momentum. You know the power of it. You know how hard it is to get yourself going initially, to get something going, and we have all these things demanding your time and attention? Well, one thing I know is there's power in concentration, in the concentration of your focus. And when you focus on something, whether it's how to connect with somebody or a principle that matters, it's so critical to take action on it. And if you'd like to continue to keep this momentum going, you know, one of the things I've always done is constantly feed my mind new points of view, different thoughts. I'm always pursuing the best in the world and what they do. And so this session with Stephen Covey came from my Power Talk series, where each audio is one message from me on a particular area, and then someone that I've interviewed who, again, is the best in their area. If you're interested in that, you know, contact our offices and get our Power Talk series and come to you once a month, or you can get a whole package of it, whatever suits you. And also, I really want to encourage you to tap into coaching. As you watch the DVD that's coming up, and I'll give you an example of one person here in a moment, one of the things that really works is not only to understand a principle, but to have someone directly customize the message to you, to ask you the questions, interacting with you to get results. And that's why I created immersion coaching, or what many people call the Robbins Results System. The way you get results in life is having total clarity about what you want, figuring out what's stopping you, and in getting the skills and training to break through that process, and then measuring the result. And I thought, what's the fastest and most powerful way I've learned in 30 years to get that done? Well, information is useful, but what you really need is immersion. So we've created a weekend program you may have heard of called Unleash the Power Within. It's literally in one weekend where we figure out what is it you really want, you figure out what's stopping, you break through it, and you have the power of the group dynamic. Of being in an environment where it's kind of like, you know, without exaggeration, a playful rock concert environment where you're kicking butt and you're getting results that you don't get without momentum, the momentum of being in that environment. And then afterwards, we have an individual coach that you work with who gets clear about what your goals and desires are, and they work with you 20 to 30 minutes once or twice a month by phone at your convenience to make sure you stay on track. And then we have these audio programs both to initiate connection with you in education, but also to feed your mind. Because how many times in life do we find ourselves getting caught off guard by some interruption to our life, or we just, you know, you just listen to music or the news? If you don't feed your mind something of value, you know, then you end up with whatever shows up there, and weeds tend to grow automatically in your garden. You don't plant them, they just show up. So putting yourself in a position of immersion and having an individual coach is what we call the Robbins Results System, or the Robbins Success System, some people's point of view. And again, we'd love to have you participate. So if you're interested in that and you'd like to maybe have an initial coaching session at no charge, you can just test it out, you can go to tonyrobbins.com/ TrueGift, TonyRobbins.com/TrueGift, or just call 1-800-519-3910, 1-800-519-3910, and they can walk you through either how you can continue this audio journey with things like Power Talk, where I interview the best of the best in different areas and keep feeding my own mind by interviewing these people and pass it on to you, or whether you'd like to participate in a seminar or try coaching or the integration of Emergent as a whole in that system. So before we go, though, I want to point out one more thing, and that is a lot of people say, I had a gift, but I've lost it, or life took it from me. Let me tell you something. You're able to lose skills, but you never lose your gift. And I'll give you a really great example. One of the men in the room where this DVD on Finding Your Gift was filmed actually was a brilliant surgeon. I mean, one of the best in the world. He's a urologist. His entire life he spent wanting to serve people, wanted to help people to free themselves from cancer. He was one of the first urologists in the country to develop the training for laparoscopic surgery for prostate cancer. I mean, this man is dedicated. He became the best in his field, went to Scripps Hospital there in San Diego, and became chairman of the Department of Urology and the vice chairman of the Department of Surgery, and had a great life and a lot of respect and a lot of money. But something inside of him said, I'm getting away from the core of what I'm about. So he went back east and he joined a small hospital where he was practicing. And he's a great, great physician. And his practice was really simple. Never assume anything. Good law in life, not just in medicine, huh? And sure enough, he said, you know, what I would always do before surgery, any form of surgery, is I would make sure I personally reviewed and gave a second opinion before the surgery on what was actually happening. I looked at the pathology labs. Or I got an outside hospital give me an additional reading. You just, before you do surgery, you want to make sure that you got the right information. And he said something started to haunt him. A pattern started to occur where he noticed that 70% of the time, the staff pathologist at the hospital was diagnosing people incorrectly. This is pretty intense. Now, he was able to catch it with his patients because of his practice, but he became beyond concerned. So he went to the head of the hospital administrator, and he shared this, and he tried to kind of push it under the rug because of liability. And my friend got so intense, he said, these are people's lives that are on the line. And he said it took him 6 months to finally negotiate and get the hospital to agree that they'd hire, you know, an outside pathologist as a second opinion to support the head pathologist. And of course, the hospital administrator saw this as a way of protecting liability as well. Well, after being there for only a few months, the whole can of worms opened because the new pathologist found that the problem was not only, you know, urology patients, but all kinds of cancer patients. There were patients told they had breast cancer, and they were literally having mastectomies or hysterectomies or pancreatic cancer who didn't need the surgery. My friend was appalled, and it still wasn't being dealt with, so there are whistleblower laws in the state in which he was in, and he went through hell on earth, where he was attacked, and finally all this was proven out, and he had to leave the state and go somewhere else just to have a private practice. Now, think about this. This is a man who all he's ever wanted to do is serve people. And so after all this, I'm telling this story because sometimes life feels so unjust. Like you feel like you've given everything and you get screwed. Like, you know, you're not being rewarded for what's right. And this man had that ultimate experience. I met him at 47, and it was 10 years after this experience, after helping to turn around the hospital, after being shunned by some of his colleagues, after returning to try to help people. One day, he was in surgery in his private practice, and during an operation, a piece of medical equipment called the cautery unit malfunctioned, and he literally got a high-voltage shock that gave him a heart attack and damaged his brain. Literally, he was in the hospital initially for 5 days just for the electrical burns. But more importantly, it affected the parietal and temporal lobes of his brain. So his brain was injured. And it took him 5 years to recuperate from the injury where he could even read a book to completion, where literally his brain injury caused him so he could never do surgery again. Now, his whole identity was, I'm a physician, I'm a surgeon, and now I can't use my hands. I can't do what I was made for. And the level of depression and the story of his life, he lost his father shortly after that, died of cancer, all these things he couldn't control, and the level of misery and the medication and the depression. And I met him on the same day, the same film, and he approached me and told me the story in detail. He'd written me a letter previously. And I looked at him and I said, all of your pain comes from an illusion. He looked at me and said, what's that? I said, your illusion is you think you've lost your gift when all you've done is lost your skill. Your skill was surgery. Your gift is you're a healer. And I said that because I discovered that since this time, people came to him because of his expertise in looking at lab reports and being able to find not only the challenges, but what was really going on. I said, before you could help one patient with your hands, now with your mind, you could help hundreds of thousands. I said, what was your goal? Heal people or do surgery? What is it you're made for? And that process turned him to tears and then later to smiles and joy. And I can tell you, Emil is a good friend of mine today, and he'll tell you he's the happiest he's ever been. And his entire practice now is preventing people from getting the wrong surgery, but also helping doctors notice the core essence of these lab reports. He's helping that healing to occur in ways he never could have if he had not lost his ability to use his hands in surgery. That instability in his life, that loss of a skill, has tied into his true gift. So I want to tell you, as you watch this film and as you take in its messages, give yourself the gift of knowing that your gift will never go away. Nothing can take your gift. A skill may go away, an opportunity may go away, but I will tell you this, your gifts will make room for you if you make room for your gifts, if you give them the time and attention they deserve. So please don't end with this session. Go to the DVD and let's discover what are your true gifts. And whatever else you do in your life, live with passion.